From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, October 21st, 2014. Ariel Zangler reports in the Daily Freeman, the Greene County Legislature approved a one-year contract with Greene County Emergency Medical Systems to continue offering paramedic services to 13 local towns. The county pays Greene County Emergency Medical Systems $1,043,120 for services in 2015 under the contract. Halcott is the only town in Greene County not included in the agreement. Halcott contracts with a paramedic provider in Delaware County. Quote, the town of Catskill has decided at the last minute to stay within the coalition, unquote, Greene County Administrator Sean Grodin said. Grodin noted the town considered upgrading their service to advanced life support levels. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. John Mason is reporting in the Register Star, 42 people gathered at Four Brothers Pizza Monday, October 20th and expressed their support for the Berkshire Mountain Club's four-season resort proposed for the Catamansky area. Susan Delmare, Catamount's rental shop manager, led the meeting. She said there were 10 other Catamount employees present. Delmare said the hope is to get the Copaic Zoning Board of Appeals to re-vote. Last month, the ZBA deadlocked 2-2 on whether to approve a special permit for the club. That vote effectively halted plans for the $80 million four-season resort because the law requires an affirmative vote of a majority of board members for permit approval. The group Monday agreed to send letters voicing its opinion to the ZBA, the town board, and the ethics board. If the ZBA does not choose to revisit the tied vote, developer Harry Freeman can file an Article 78 action to appeal the zoning board's decision. The ZBA is scheduled to meet Thursday, October 23rd. Read the full story in the Register Star. Frederick U. Dicker reports in the New York Post, Republican Assemblyman Stephen McLaughlin of Rensselaer on October 17th filed a complaint with the Joint Commission on Public Ethics, or JCOPE, and the State Board of Elections alleging ethical violations were made by Governor Andrew Cuomo while recently promoting his new book. Some background, Cuomo, though campaigning for re-election, has spent little time interacting with voters and more time shilling his book on talk shows. McLaughlin, who represents parts of Columbia County in the Assembly, has spent much of his time in Albany making snarky tweets about Cuomo. Dicker, who also hosts an Albany-based radio show, fights with the Cuomo administration over interview access, with Dicker losing out lately to a rival radio show. McLaughlin's complaint alleges that maybe state police pushed away a citizen asking Cuomo a question about the Moreland Commission on State Corruption at a book signing, and that Cuomo's appearance last week on The Late Show with David Letterman, where he read a top 10 list with a joke about Coxsackie, violated ethics laws by a payment of an impermissible gift of $750,000 since, quote, CBS recently negotiated with Governor Andrew Cuomo's office a tax break for The Late Show of at least $16 million, unquote, reads the complaint, a copy of which was obtained by the New York Post. Dicker writes about McLaughlin's charges for 17 paragraphs before getting to, quote, a Cuomo spokesman, rich as a party, responded to McLaughlin's filing by saying, pure and simple, this is a crackpot complaint devoid by facts and merit, unquote. Looking at the local weather forecast, showers are likely, cloudy with a high near 63. The chance of precipitation is 60%. Tuesday night showers likely, mainly before 11 p.m., cloudy with a low around 67. The chance of precipitation is 60%. Wednesday showers with a high near 58, Wednesday night rain, low around 46. Thursday rain likely, cloudy with a high near 57, Thursday night a chance of showers, cloudy with a low around 48. And Friday cloudy with a high near 58, Friday night mostly cloudy with a low around 44. Sunrise today was at 7:16 a.m. and sunset today at 6:03 p.m. with the length of the day being 10 hours and 47 minutes. For the public meetings, today is the third Tuesday of the month in WGXC, so just calling ahead to confirm the time and location. The Columbia County Board of Supervisors County Government Committee meeting is at 5 p.m. at 401 State Street in Hudson, 828-1527. The Durham Town Board meeting is at 7:30 p.m. at Town Building 7309 State Route 81 in East Durham, 239-8260. The Hillsdale Town Board meeting is at 7:30 p.m. at Town Hall on Main Street in Hillsdale, 325-5073. The Hudson Common Council Finance Committee meeting is at 5:30 p.m. The formal Common Council meeting is at 7 p.m. at City Hall, 520 Warren Street in Hudson, 828-1030. The Huntertown Board meeting is at 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 5748 Route 23A in Tannersville, 589-6150. the Lexington Town Board meetings at 7 p.m. at Municipal Building 3542 Route 42 in Lexington, 986-6303. The Philmont Planning Board meeting is at 7 p.m. at Philmont Village Hall at 124 Main Street in Philmont, 672-7032. The Taconic Planning Board workshop meeting is at 7 p.m. at Town Hall, Route 82 West Taconic, 851-7638. And the WGXC Community Programming Advisory Committee meeting is at 5:30 p.m. at the WGXC Hudson Studio, 704 Columbia Street, 2nd floor, Hudson, 697-7400. The WGXC Community Programming Advisory Committee reviews incoming program applications, conduct programming evaluations, and provide feedback about the community program schedule. The public is welcome to attend. Information at wgxc.org/volunteer. This has been the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, October 21st, 2014. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Katie Donnelly. Have a great day.